Order. Order.
After a round of speeches from party leaders congratulating the All Whites on their success so far in the Soccer World Cup, it was back to politics as usual, with this request from the Greens co-leader, Russell Norman.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave to make a personal explanation regarding the incident in front of Parliament involving the Chinese Vice President on Friday.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection?
There was, and it only takes one, although Russell Norman thought it a bit rough.
Mr Speaker, it is a tradition in this House to allow free speech and for members to make points of order.
Order. The member will resume his seat immediately. The member has every right to seek leave to make a personal explanation. It's up to the House whether that leave is granted. The House on this occasion chose not to. Question one, number one, Dr. Russell Norman.
So much for free speech. Mr Speaker.
It was Mr Norman's good fortune to have the first question of the day, which he'd addressed to the Prime Minister.
When he raised human rights with the Chinese delegation last week, did he raise the right to freedom of opinion and expression? If not, why not?
The Greens co-leader's question was answered for Mr Key by his deputy, Bill English.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, no, because the main focus of the discussions was on trade and economic relations between New Zealand and the People's Republic of China.
Mr English then used a later question to get into detail about last week's scuffle outside Parliament between Russell Norman and the Chinese Vice President's security guards.
When it looks like a Chinese official went to take the flag from Russell Norman. In fact, the New Zealand Diplomatic Protection Squad protected the New Zealand Member of Parliament from those security. I'd have to say that as a whole, though, it's a picture of an event which we would not like to see occur to our Prime Minister in a foreign country, and I don't think we should see it occur to any visitor to New Zealand.
Mr English remained on his feet to answer question number two from Opposition Leader Phil Goff about the $4.8 million in his budget for the Pacific Economic Development Agency, or PEDA.
Why doesn't the Minister of Finance simply come clean and acknowledge that he, rather than Mrs Tehuhu, negotiated this deal, that it was done without the normal standards of transparency, accountability and due diligence that should have occurred before he included that commitment to a specific untested agency in the budget?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, because that's simply not correct. And I'm not going to... The government is not going to allow party politics and conspiracy theories get in the way of using that money to help people. Clearly the Labor Party have given up caring about young Pacific Island youth who have no jobs and no skills.
But party politics took centre stage with this question from Mr Goff.
Was J.R. Pereira or anyone associated with the Pacific Economic Development Agency deal, with whom he discussed this deal, active in any way in the National Party election campaigns of 2005 and 2008?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I have no idea because I never met the man before about sometime in 2009.
Mr Goff's complaint that the Finance Minister had failed to address his question prompted this response from the government's Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I think you need to be a little careful here because you'll be requiring a minister to answer a question for which he has no ministerial responsibility. He's given a perfectly plausible answer. It's obvious what the situation is here, but he has no ministerial responsibility for the National Party campaign any more than Phil Goff has for the Labor Party campaign, which last time was an abject disaster.
But Phil Goff argued that his question was justified.
When an opposition is holding a government to account, we need to know what the motives might have been for acting in an unusual and different way. And one of those motives might have been that there was some association. It might have been personal or it might have been political. And I would submit to you that that is a proper issue on which a government should be able to be held to account if we're to have transparency around these sort of decisions.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith, summed up.
I understand the dilemma the member's getting at, but I don't want to go back to muddying the waters and being able to question ministers about their party affairs, because the House has teased out those issues before. And I'll give it more thought in case And at this moment, I intend to rule that in favour of the point of order of the Honourable Jury Brownlee that I shouldn't be asking the Minister to answer any further on a matter to do with the National Party that is not this Minister's responsibility as a Minister. However, I'll take advice on the matter, and if I've erred in this ruling, I will come back to the House on the matter if I've erred on it.
The Speaker, Lockwood Smith. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.